Hi, this is Mike Essen. A subject I've very briefly touched on in the past, I'm actually going to touch on today because it's right back in the front lines, as I put it. The question is, should women be serving in combat, which they do now, but should they continue to be in the U.S. military? No is my answer, but I'll tell you the reasons why. The strongest reason for me, and to me the strongest argument, is safer less. But the big lie that the pro women, the feminists and the left always uses is, look at Israel, it's worked. It hasn't. It's not true. There was the Israeli Defense Force and men in the Israeli military say, and you can talk to any, I don't know any Israeli officials or military officials. I don't deal with them, but they talk about, and the same problem here happens, that men can't handle it. Because it is a distinctive nature of men to be protective of women. Look at men protecting their wives. It's us, you know. I mean, it's the way it's been since the good old 50s in the Leave It to Beaver days, which we need back. However, when I say men are not ready for it, imagine a woman being wounded. They will go crazy. It's like a weakness of many men is a woman crying. Imagine a woman wounded. It happens. To say it doesn't happen is absurd, because women are fighting, they're going to shoot at them too. Another myth they think the left talks about is, what if they pass the test, they can do it. But the tests are never passed equally, because they can't pass those tests. In a utopian viewpoint, it never will happen equally, but that's just that makes my point stronger. They cheat. Another argument you never hear to me is, I think kids really need mothers. And by the way, the U.S. volunteer force is really doing well. Recruitment is really going up. And one great thing the Supreme Court did, one reason why I really did not want Elena Kagan to be on the court, is she opposed something the Supreme Court supported: military recruitment on college campuses. That is a crucial thing. It's really looking very well. We can do it without women in combat. But the main reason I really have the biggest problem with it is the issue of rape. 30% of women who serve in the armed forces are raped. Some by U.S. Servicemen. Of course, it's not U.S. policy. Everything has to be set in context. And the last person is going to slay American soldiers. The last. Oliver Stone did that well in Platoon. The left always does it. Please don't even. You can text. You can blog me about it if you want. That's what the show's about, is controversy. But I will not respond patiently to that. They're dying, so you can sound like an idiot. But honestly, overseas, and they're captured, these evil bastards in Islam, in any country we fight, if they see a woman, they'll rape her. Of course I don't have that mentality. I know people's mentality who are evil. They search for your weakness. I have heard some civil libertarians, morons, say, well, if they choose that, that's their choice. Nah, not true. Just let's focus in this country. A woman goes out there and says, rape me. I think they turn her in for psychological problems. That would be like asking to be traumatized, or asking for like emotional death. I'm not sure if you could Baker Act that, but I mean, rape is by many people's debated as something the death penalty should be applied to. The issue of rape is the strongest reason. No women in combat, but yes, strong U.S. military we have. Leave it to the soldiers. Leave it to the conservatives. The left, stay out of it. Mike Essen signing off.